think I was in third grade, and then the band started in fourth grade, and the band teacher would come by and just try to tempt the third graders into joining band, and I wasn't thinking about it much, but when the saxophone walked by, it was so shiny, and there's so many doodads and gizmos on it. I said, okay, I got to play that, because that's the coolest looking thing there. I think I've gone the other extreme now, because the Irish flute has, the one I play, has no keys on it whatsoever. It's just six holes in a chunk of wood. So I've gone the other extreme. It's kind of a nerdy thing, I guess, but hey, I started listening to jazz at like a really early age. I started with, more funky kind of fusion kind of stuff. Fifth, sixth grade, I was listening to jazz, and then in high school, that's pretty much all I listened to. But I think I'm a little more broad-minded these days. God, there's so many great saxophone players, and I would fall asleep listening to them. I used to play alto primarily, so I listened to a lot of Charlie Parker and Cannonball Adderley and Phil Woods. But then switching over to tenor mostly. Then it was, John Coltrane and Sonny Rollins and Stan Getz. And my sound is probably more 60s-ish. I've got a setup that's very similar to what the players were using then too. And so sometimes I try to sound more contemporary, and it just sounds awful. I grew up in Wilmington, Delaware. Sounds exotic when I say it, but it's really not. But it was very suburban. But there was a lot of musical opportunities even for young people. And by the time I graduated from high school, I'm sure I played in half a dozen different bands and jazz bands and different things. And I when I think back, like in my high school jazz band, there's probably half of those musicians, those students, are working musicians today, or semi-professional, but a lot of them are just making a living at it. That was a really lucky thing, because it just felt normal to spend that much time doing it and thinking about it and listening.
Since moving to Cook County, Eric has been playing with a variety of groups, including Over the Waterfall, Frozen Bridges with Tom Van Cleave, the Sky Blue Trio, and the North Shore Community Swing Band.
In the swing band, I'm just one of many. It's not quite a full big band, but it's pretty close to it. We've got almost all the sections fleshed out. That's almost, even though it's stylistically it's jazz, I think it has a lot in common with, say, playing in an orchestra, because it's you're pretty committed to what's on the page and you're pretty locked in. The Sky Blue Jazz Group, we have lead sheets. We know what we're playing, and some of those are more tightly orchestrated than others maybe. But there's a lot of wiggle room. A lot of room to color outside the lines there. Of course, improvisation is a big part of that. In the Irish group that Tom and I started, it's kind of offshoot. We play in the Over the Waterfall group, but we were also looking for something that let us, eat through more tunes more quickly and push ourselves a little bit maybe. That's somewhere in between, I think, because the tunes, even though they get written down, they're not as locked in stone as a lot of music is. So it's almost an assumption that every time someone new comes up to these tunes, they bring something to it, that it's a little different. And even every iteration that you go through can, or even some people say, should be a little different. So there is a subtle improvisation there, and we're both listening to each other a lot, but kind of playing off each other a little bit, and it's really subtle. And I think maybe that's why it appeals to me right now, because it's kind of in between. It's really disciplined, and yet there's still a lot of freedom. I don't know that. I mean, I still maybe consider myself a jazz musician first and foremost. But if you looked at what I work on at home, what I'm practicing, it's mostly this Irish stuff. I think it was an accordion player talking about flute and whistle players is having nervous fingers, because they're always just going. And yeah, I do. I definitely have nervous fingers. So yeah, and even in when I first started improvising jazz, that was kind of my initial approach, was just spray a whole bunch of notes at it and just hope that some of them stuck. You know, some of them were good, and if some were bad, then they didn't last long enough to cause anybody to cringe. But I'm trying. I'm still working on it, but I'm just trying to actually play fewer notes and tastier notes, and try not to just, you know, throw a whole mess of notes in there. You know, like with the Irish music I'm working on, so much of it's built on learning all these tunes, so many tunes. So there's something kind of built in there that keeps you going, like to the next one, to the next one, to the next one. I get that way with like pistachios, you know, and you crack open a pistachio and it's just like there's that tiny little, oh, get it open, then you eat it, and then you just got to go crack open another one. So that's why I feel like these Irish tunes are. I just feel really lucky to be playing again, and it's funny that I'd come to this tiny town, and I'm playing more now than I did when I lived in Duluth or Minneapolis. I just feel like there's an astounding number of musicians and opportunities. I'm playing classical music again. You know, we're getting ready for this, the Christmas concert coming up again, and just there's so many opportunities to play for a town this size, a community this small. It's just really, it's amazing. And maybe because it's so small, it's, you know, no one can sit out, you know, nobody can sit on the sidelines. Somebody else will do it, you know. If you got a skill or an interest, you're just going to get pulled in. And that's, I'm grateful for that. That's cool.
You've been listening to WTIP's Local Music Project, featuring Cook County musician Eric Hahn. Eric performs with Over the Waterfall, the Sky Blue Trio, and Frozen Bridges. The Local Music Project is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and is produced by Kathy Quinn. Music from today's Local Music Project featured John Coltrane and live performances by the North Shore Community Swing Band, Frozen Bridges, and the Sky Blue Trio. Archived editions of the Local Music Project can be found on our website, WTIP.org.